my mom for lessons for 5 years, and she caved when I was 8, and so I've been trick riding for 6 years now, and I started Roman riding when I was 10.
Okay, so if you remember, as a toddler, why? I mean, what was it about trick riding that really caught your attention?
So I saw trick riders at, like, I think I was at a rodeo with my sister because we went every year for her, and I saw their sparkles, and they had really pretty costumes on and really pretty horses, and I was like, Mom, I want to do that. And so every time someone asked me, like, what do you want to be when you grow up, I would say a trick rider, and I guess I didn't have to grow up for it to happen.
So you've been doing this officially since you were 8 now.
Yes.
So tell us what you do. What I mean, you have 2 horses or more horses, it looks like. Tell us about
that. So I actually have 4 that I travel with, and they all look the same, but I do have 4. Trick riding is hanging off the side of one running horse, or standing up, I guess. And then Roman riding is standing on top of 2 different horses at once and controlling them both. And I don't tie my Roman team together. So that's cool. They're kind of just like fighting
me. So they can go whatever way they want.
Yeah, it's a lot of brains working. Uh-huh. And then I also do some liberty work, which is the horse working like with no tack on. She's just completely free and she knows some tricks like a dog.
Wow. How did you train for this? Obviously, it took hours, and I can't even imagine how many hours behind the scenes to prepare to do what you're going to do tonight. Did you have someone special come in and train and coach you for this?
So actually, I haven't had a coach in a little over, well, almost a year pretty much, because I've been traveling so much that it's mostly just, instead of training at home, it's like my training is a show, and then I go to another show and then another show. My big training time is in the winter because it's less busy. And then throughout the year, I try to go to like clinics because I like to learn from multiple people because everyone has a different way of doing something. So it's just, I don't really have one specific coach.
No, that makes sense. And you mentioned, obviously, you travel a lot in the summer. Mm-hmm. Do you know, just a guess, how many rodeos you might do, like, in a month during the rodeo season in the summertime? Are you doing, like, 3 or 4 a week? Is it that many or not quite so many?
It's not quite that many. It also depends on how many performances the rodeo has. So, like, for example, this trip I'm on, I'm going to be gone for 20 days. Mm-hmm. And I think it's, like, 3 different rodeos, but one of them is, like, a week long. I perform every day for a week. This one is 2 days. Another one is, like, 2 days. So it kind of just depends on the rodeo, I could say, because it also, some rodeos are just even one day, and another rodeo is multiple days at once.
So. Now, we mentioned you're only 14. Mm-hmm. You mentioned yourself, you didn't have to wait to grow up to do this. You just started it right away.
Yes.
What is the end goal? What's the big dream for this for you? What would you like it to become?
Well, I would like to trick ride, hopefully someday at the National Finals Rodeo or the NFR. And I just want to trick ride for as long as I don't, like, paralyze myself, because trick riding is
I'm sure your mom, who's here with you, loves to hear
very
that.
Very hard on the body. And like my sister, she is a competitor in rodeo. She's a goat tire and she has like no knees. So trick riding in Roman riding is definitely very hard. So I just want to do it for as long as my body can.
Gotcha. And fantastic. Well, we can't wait to see it tonight. It's going to be
so
tonight
excited.
And tomorrow night. Tickets available to see Liberty and all the performers at the rodeo, competitors available at LincolnCountyFair.info. Liberty, if you could just leave one message with our listeners this morning on why they should come to the rodeos to see you and the other contestants perform. I mean, what are they going to get out of coming tonight to see you perform?
You are going to... Like, you're going to be sitting on the edge of your seats. You're going to see me with my head in the dirt on a running horse. I'm basically, like, trying not to die, but, like, professionally. So you're going to have a lot of fun. And I think you should really just come out because all the competitors are great. And you're going to have just tons of fun.
From Kansas, 14-year-old Liberty Cunningham, a trick rider. She's at the Lincoln County Fair, PRCA Rodeos tonight and tomorrow night. Liberty, thank you.
Thank you.
And we can't wait to see it all happen.
Yep.
It's all part of the weekday wake-up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.